boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You remember back in 2020, we were all bored out of our minds because we were stuck at home and we're like, what do we do? So we picked up hobbies and other things.
Yeah.
The biggest things that I like picked up was like lots of board games. I ordered them online. I'm like, get here stat, I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I bought was a Nintendo Switch. That thing was hotter than hot back then, and they might still be kind of hot. People like really want them. But I played it for like a solid, I'm not even going to say a year. I played it for a solid like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of like was, you know, in the closet or something.
I never knew you had one. Never heard you talk about playing the Switch.
That's how much I didn't
play. Yeah. Yeah. Proving the point.
And so it's been sitting. I haven't touched it in a year and a half to almost 2 years. So I was like, I think it's time to get rid of it. And my boyfriend, neighbor man's not going to play it either. So I sold my Switch. I sold all my games this weekend.
Wow.
Only made $156. But hey, you know what?
Better than nothing.
I know.
Better than sitting in the closet.
That's true. So I sold it. And then I give the money to my boyfriend, neighbor man. I'm like, here you go. Here's some rent money that I owe you. He turns around, takes that money. He goes to Best Buy. And you know what he buys? Like an exact same thing. It's not a Nintendo Switch, but it's like a handheld like game. I don't know. It's like for, don't ask me questions. It's like for PC, which is what he has.
Okay.
So you can play all of his PC games. And then, yeah, it's like a handheld, it looks like a Nintendo Switch. He looked like he bought the same thing.
So you sold it for him to go buy a different version, basically.
And then he was playing it in bed last night. Well, he was on Discord. I don't know what that is, but he was talking to his friends on
chat, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's in there with his, in bed, headphones on, and he's playing his little controller. He's like, yeah, what's up, buddy? And I'm like, I'm going to bed. This is not okay. He brought the controller into the bedroom and was trying to hang out with his friends and talk while I'm trying to go to bed. I was like, this was the worst investment ever.
Yeah, you should have just kept that money.
I should have.
Spent it at Target, honestly.
I was telling you my boyfriend bought a new, I don't even know what, handheld game. It's like a Switch, but it's for PC, okay?
Okay.
So he's playing that in the bed last night, and he is talking to his friends on Discord. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to sleep here. Can you, like, I don't know, take it to the other room, please? So he goes into his gaming room and starts playing video games. I pass out. I'm asleep for I don't know how long because the dude plays forever, okay? And then I wake up to, fireball, jump, duck. Fireball. And I'm like, is what? The house on fire? What's happening? I started panicking. I woke up in mid sleep panicking. I'm like, the house is on fire. Grab the dog. Grab the cats. I got a duck, apparently. That's what he's yelling at me.
No,
it was a game. And apparently the game requires you to yell those things in order for the action to happen.
Banned immediately.
That's girl. When, don't ever wake me from my slumber, okay? I was nasty when I woke up. I was like, don't you ever play this game again. I was so mean, but I'm half awake, okay? I was like, don't you ever play this game again.
Oh, I would be so mad. I will say I feel lucky that my boyfriend Curly is not like a game yeller, even when he's just playing with friends. Like, oh, what are you doing, guys? He doesn't really do that. That if this happened, it would divorce.
Dude, and it was so loud, it felt like he was in the room with me.
No.
But he was in the next door over. Didn't think to, I don't know, shut the door. And he was yelling so loud that when I came into the bedroom to yell at him, I was like, turn this off. He couldn't hear me.
Oh.
I'm like, this is how loud you're being. I love you, but shut up.
Yeah, he might.
How do we delete games off their PCs?
He needs to sell that one. You sold your Switch. He can sell that game.
Please, anybody want one?
It's only fair.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My For You page is telling me to get a tattoo.
Oh, dear Lord. Here we go.
You know how
it's been a while for you.
No, I haven't gotten one in a long time. I've gotten the slight itch in the last couple
years.
Are
you getting it now?
I'm getting the itch again.
Okay. Wait, I would go with you.
Okay. I think you're going to like this, though. It's not just any old tattoos that I'm being fed. It's functional tattoos.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, I love me a silly, goofy tattoo that doesn't really have any meaning. I'm totally cool with that. But these have a function. They're useful. So the first one that I saw was a girl who is like a seamstress or something of the sort. And she has like little stars on the side of her finger that are an inch apart. So she can measure.
Can you fit 3 inches on a finger?
Well, it goes down into her thumb crevice too, so
okay,
that she could.
That's cool.
Kind of measure a piece.
I don't
of fabric.
Need that, but that's cool.
I don't really either. It would be kind of nice because you know they always say it's like the top of your knuckle is an inch, but she had that. Then somebody else stitched it and was like, please. Everybody tell me what your functional tattoos are. Because I never even thought about having...
No, that's a genius.
A tattoo that not only has a meaning, but also has a use. So I've stole from the comments some of my favorite ones.
Okay.
Use these if you'd like. Someone said, I have a horse with a blank speech bubble and I write things inside of it that I need to remember. And then the horse will remind me when I get home.
I would do that with Post Malone.
What?
Like, I would have Post Malone have a speech
saying
bubble,
something.
And then I would write my little note. I used to do that all the freaking time in school. In
Dude.
High school, you look at the back of my hand, it would have all sorts of notes.
What about a post-it note? I think I just designed your first tattoo on accident.
That was genius.
I know, thank you.
That was so good.
Put a pin in that. I think we need to go to the tattoo stuff. I'm so serious. That's so genius. There's a car mechanic who shared that he had all of the dashboard emojis.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever no, the actual
emojis.
Name is. The emojis on his arm so that if somebody was saying, my car is like has something lit up and maybe they didn't know exactly what it was. Hello, hi, me, I'm that person. That you could just point to it on his arm. And
say
then
this emoji's lit.
Yes. And then he'll have a little better idea of what you're talking about. Someone who said that they are hard of hearing on one side, they have a mute button underneath of their ear so that like family members and stuff know like, hey, that's the side that I can't really hear out
nice.
Of as well. I loved that. Somebody said a piece of wood on their arm in case you need to knock on wood.
I do that every day for me.
I love it. But my favorite of all was somebody said that their dad has your name on his right butt cheek because then he would walk into bars and say to random people, I bet you $20 I have your name tattooed on my rear end.
Dude, I bet you he made so much money.
And then he just won all those bets.
I kind of want that one. Let's go to the...
Get a post-it note and your
name on my butt.
I'm down.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Oh, you know what I just realized? I need a Mariah Carey button.
Oh, yeah.
Of her going, it's done.
It's done.
Oh,
it's like really high. Is it
don't
not?
Ever, ow.
Oh.
If I had glass near me, it would have just broken. I'm going to work on getting the real thing. Because right now I would
you're
go.
You're saying I'm not Mariah Carey?
Not at all. Oh, not okay. even close.
Her second cousin twice removed.
No.
Okay.
Maybe in a different life. I would play that though right now. It's time because
I think it's higher anyways.
It is. I can't do that. Okay. I'm going to get the real button. It's time. For me to pick back up crocheting, I think.
Oh, thank God.
I haven't done it in a long time, and I'm not very good at it, to be honest. Like,
You're better than me.
I can do very simple things because I haven't stuck with it.
What's the biggest thing you've ever done?
A hat. No, I did a shirt. I did a top for myself.
I was
going to
say,
once.
I thought you did.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest thing. It took me forever. It was very frustrating. I'm not good at it. Like, I'm not good at following a pattern. I need a video. I get very frustrated if it doesn't go right. I like being good at things. So I haven't done it in a long time. And I would love to like make a blanket or something. But it's something about this time of year to me that gives crocheting. You know what I mean?
It like, gives sitting in a rocking chair.
Yes.
Crocheting by the fire.
Yes. I want a beanie. I want a scarf. I want all of the things. Unfortunately, when I start this late, I have it next spring by the time I get it done. But I think I'm starting a little earlier this year. It's still August that I need to pick it up now.
May I be your first customer?
I was going to be my first customer, but sure, you can be second
well, it's
to me.
It's funny because even before you said this, I thought earlier today, God, I need Taylor to crochet me something. That something is a coaster. I know you've done it before.
Oh, yeah, I can do it. That's pretty easy, I think.
So I had my iced coffee today, and I had it on top of my coaster, but I guess I didn't notice that the coaster is like papery. And so I picked up the iced coffee and it stuck to it and I had to rip it off. It completely ruined the coaster. And I was like, I need something pink. I need something girly. And it's like just that fits my vibe in my office. So I really need you to crochet it. Don't care what it looks like.
Okay.
It needs to be pink.
I can do that. And you know what? That's actually a great first project.
Really?
Yeah. Cause it's pretty, I mean, that's
the
small.
Square.
I will have, well, I could do circle too.
Oh, can you do a heart?
Don't. Get crazy now.
Not only did our boss, Chad Taylor, see me half naked, but also our CEO.
here at work?
Yes, and it's my own fault.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would hope so.
Here's what happened. I'm in my little office, and I'm walking on my walking pad, which has been one of my favorite things to do. However, I also chose today to wear a sweater, okay? Horrible mistake. Walking on my walking pad and a sweater, I started overheating. And then on top of it, I was drinking coffee, so I started to get real sick.
Did you have your space heater on as well?
No, thank God.
Okay. I didn't know, like, how sauna are we talking?
So I'm starting to get really sick, and I'm like, okay, I think I keep walking. I keep walking for, like, another, like, 5 minutes, and then I'm like, no, you're getting, like, sick. Like, you are overheating. The coffee's getting to you way too quickly. You need to get off this walking pad stat. So I do, and I'm like, I'm going to sit for a little bit. No, I'm overheating even more. So I'm like, I'm going to take my sweater off. I wore a tank top underneath, but it's white. It'll be fine. I'm like, nobody will walk past my office. I think I'm going to be okay. That's when both of our bosses decided to do a tour around the building. And they come by, and they're trying to talk to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm in a white tank top. It almost looks like, you know, a wet bikini, you know, or what is it called, a white?
White t-shirt contest.
It looked like that, because I know the tank top is kind of see-through. And the whole time they're trying to talk to me, I'm like, can you guys walk away so I can put my sweater on?
Why didn't you just put it on while they were talking to you?
Of course, they're asking me a million questions, and I can't think to where I put the sweater until after they walk. I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed.
And you never addressed it until now.
When as they were walking away, they wanted me to go with them to go look at something. I was like, you guys mind if I put a sweater on? That's what I said.
What do you mean, do you mind? I think they minded that you didn't have it on. Happy first day back to school.
Dude, on a Monday?
I know, right? That does seem like a little crazy.
I hate it. I hate that because we always did it halfway through the week.
Same. But you made it at this point if you're still at school. Did you get detention on the first day? What's going on?
Hey, me too.
But hey, we hope it was fantastic, parents. We hope you had an easy drop-off and pickup. I've been loving looking on, like, Facebook and stuff, people posting their kids with, like, the first day of school board or whatever that they have. And we actually participated, me and Destiny. You can check out our photos on Facebook, the Z102.9 page, because we didn't really have that when we were kids.
No.
Like, that was not a thing that you took. I mean, we took first day of school pictures, I guess. But we didn't have, like, the little info board that changed with your interests and your colors and your how tall you are every year. I'm jealous.
No, 100%. Imagine what your graduation party will be like. You know, all 12 years or whatever of a photo.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be cool. I'm really nosy because, like, I see my nephews every single time. My sister will post it, which I'm looking forward to that. But then it will be like, okay, for instance, it'll be like, you'll like a cousin of yours. And somehow that will still show up on my Facebook, like, timeline. Mm-hmm. And I'll be creeping on it. I'll be like, I don't know this kid, but I want to see what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah,
that's my favorite question on the entire board. The rest, I could care less about.
What phase are we in? I've been seeing a lot of kids that want to be teachers.
Really?
Yeah, that's been the most popular one, I'd say, for me today.
We need some.
And then next year, it'll be astronaut.
And then the year after, it's YouTuber. It always is.
Oh, God, yeah. TikToker.
You know what? That might be the new thing now. It'll be TikTokers.
I haven't seen one yet, but when I will, I'll send you a screenshot.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
You can tell that it's nice out when everybody is taking advantage of the lawn mowing weather.
Finally.
Everybody was doing it this weekend. Even when I pulled in earlier today, I think that I saw on our little corner alone, like three different trailers of mowing companies up in our neighborhood.
I feel like they should give a discount when it's nice out. and then increase the price when it's like over 80, you know?
You know what? That does make sense. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned something earlier. You also mowed this weekend. Curly mowed, my boyfriend mowed this weekend, and you're like, oh yeah, I mowed. It took me 2 days. And then I stopped you right there because I don't know what kind of disaster.
Okay, here's the thing. I started the season off, I bought the specific mower I wanted, right? I got to pick it out. Okay?
Wasn't there a monetary bet? Like $200 on the table?
Yeah, it was like $100 or $200 between me and Neighbor Man. It was like, I promised him that I would mow all season long. Mm-hmm. And if I did that, I would get the $200. I'm definitely not getting it because the last several, five times or so, he has had to mow it himself. Because it was like, I ain't doing it when it's 80 or 90 or 100. That's stupid. I'm not doing it.
Right. What did you expect?
So I made him do it. However, he's been busy. I've been busy. We both kind of had like life get in front of us. And next thing I know, I'm looking outside on like Thursday and I'm like, ooh, it kind of looks like a forest out there. Mm-hmm. Like it was getting bad. So I was like, we really got to mow it this weekend. So I mowed. And here's the first thing you should know about day one. I killed the mower 10 times.
How does that happen?
It's not funny, but it's funny because that's how long the grass was.
Oh, you're clogging it up.
That I was clogging it up and it died like 10 times mm-hmm. to the point that on the last time when I like, you know, started it or whatever, I saw smoke coming out of it. I was like, you know what? I think I'm overdoing it. And I could feel like the heat just coming off of the mower. I was like, you know, I think she's done for the day.
Yeah.
So then I had to go back to day two and I know he killed it and I killed it both while mowing. Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay, so what did we got learn it, here?
We were to the point that I thought maybe we were going to get fined by the city or something. I'm shocked we didn't, to be honest with you.
It's not too late. Maybe it's still in the mail. I'm serious.
We saw how long it was. You're fined.
Plus a potential new mower after killing yours. Dude, you're going to be broke. I'm sorry to say it, but I think your office is going to get taken away from you before you know it.
Why?
Because earlier today you said you were half naked in there and the bosses came walking by.
I picked the wrong time to be half naked.
And then last Thursday, you just had a bra hanging out on the floor. Why are you grabbing your chest like that?
Oh, I remember what bra. Okay, go on.
I
was like, I don't remember taking my bra off. But you know what? You go first, but I'm going to tell you a story about how you ain't the first coworker to see my bra. But
dude,
go on.
Well, and you know what? I think I understand why I saw said brassiere in your place of work. Because you had a live event at... Uh-huh. NutriSport and Smoothie in Iowa City. So I don't know if you went to the gym right before mm-mm. work or something, or you changed. You had a duffel bag next to your desk, and there was just a bra out.
Like, it was not a sports bra.
Well, you know, I tried not to look that close because I don't feel like I need to know that information generally.
Mm-hmm.
But I meant to say something to you that day. But after you said you were naked, well, not naked, half naked in a tank top today, I'm like, we gotta work on our...
Okay. Yeah, it was
or etiquette.
Let me clear myself before HR's going to come busting in that door. Just know it. It was a sports bra because I was planning on going to the gym after. I never ended up making it. My bad. So it was a sports bra on the floor. But you know what? You're not the first coworker. One time I was here on a weekend. This was years ago. And I was like, nobody's here. I don't feel like wearing a bra. So I took it off and I had it sitting on the table. Of course, that's when somebody came in and they were started talking to me while my bra was just... hanging on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the guys from the sports station, too. You're welcome.
Yeah, let's maybe look into some boundaries.
You get coupons in the mail in your neck of the woods of North Liberty?
Yeah, sometimes.
See, the things that we get are on Wednesdays. I think it's called, like, the Penny Saver. And sometimes there's coupons in there to, like, grocery stores. And then sometimes you'll get the little fancy... piece of paper. It's all silky almost, and it's to like fast food chains.
Oh, Arby's always hitting up my house.
Really?
Yes, they are relentless.
Here's another one. Taylor, we haven't seen you. Come back.
They get me with the shakes. I'm not going to lie. They do.
Well, I got a coupon in the mail that I was shocked to get because I've never seen something like this before. It was for a free car wash.
What?
I know. I got the best coupon out there. I mean, like, this is what adults really want. We want free car washes.
Yeah.
Whatever else. I'm trying to think of other ideas, but like, oh, we used and abused that. I got it first day and we immediately used it this weekend.
Okay. Why did they send that to you?
Why?
I want one. How did you get that?
I don't know how I got it. It didn't even have my name on it. I think it was just the people in my neighborhood got it. I don't know, but I used it. I was very excited. And it was for the fancy one, too. It wasn't even for the crappy wash. I mean, I got the wax and everything.
What? I feel really left out.
I didn't know this would make you so mad.
No, I didn't think it was going to be that exciting. I'm like, oh, curly fries.
No,
that's nice, 50% off.
We want car washes. Please send Taylor a free car wash.
I will give you my address. I don't care who you are. Well, I feel like it takes a lot of work to be embarrassed in your own home, but I sure did that last night. I don't think I can show my face in my own house because of what I was watching last night. So, yeah. Well, okay. So what I'm currently watching on Netflix is Hightown. I heard if you like The Hunting Wives, that was like a good similar type show. Murder, drugs, all the things. You know, it's really great stuff.
It's her vibe.
However, it's pretty graphic. It's pretty naughty, okay? And I knew
Bridgerton
this going into
times.
It. I never watched Bridgerton.
Okay, well, I'm going to assume Bridgerton.
Steamy, okay? Fine, that doesn't bother me. And I started watching it when my boyfriend Curly was out of town one weekend because I'm like, I know he's not going to be into this. He was not interested in The Hunting Wives. I'll start this new show. And I was watching it last night in the bedroom by myself.
Worst spot.
I know. Coloring on my iPad. My boyfriend Curly is playing
door
games.
Door open or closed, just out of curiosity.
The door was open.
Okay. That's a little bit better.
Well, the volume was loud, however.
Okay.
So, some graphic things are happening. Foul, I mean, truly. And my boyfriend Curly comes out of the gaming room and is like, what are you watching? I'm like, oh, I'm watching that. You know I'm watching this show. And he's like, that sounds actually kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really? Like, he heard it from another bedroom?
He heard it from another bedroom. And then I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I've watched, like, kind of crazy show, like White Lotus, I think we talked about. I watched it with him and his brother that lives with us, and I was like, well, this is awkward. Like, there's a bare butt on the screen. Weird. But now I don't know what's worse. Watching it with them or being caught alone? You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, because they have no idea what you're watching. I just immediately think something else.
When I immediately was like, oh, my God, no, it's the show. Like, it's on Netflix. I swear to God, look it up. Google it. And then I look guilty because I'm panicking that I got caught watching, like, smut.
Uh-huh. Well, see, my thing is, I'm like, if I was, like, one of the bros, like, if I was his brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I heard that and then I saw the door open, I'd be like, yeah, I think I need to go to work, even though it's not going
to
work.
No, I feel like he's going to be like on Zillow probably looking for the next rental.
I can't believe you called me out live on the radio.
It's the only way to get through to you.
She doesn't answer phone calls or text messages. But when I put her in the spot live on the radio, she'll come forward. You were talking about how you noticed something in my office last Thursday and you forgot to mention to me until just now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that my bra was hanging out. Well, we should probably paint the picture a little bit better. My bra was on the floor in my office.
It was not even on the floor. I'll give you that much. It was in your duffel bag, but not discreet at all. The duffel bag was strung about the bra right on top for truly anybody that walked in to see.
I didn't mean, I thought I hit it pretty well. You were like, it was in fact not hidden well at all.
Not at all.
But we were talking about that. And then we get a phone call from Kyle who we were talking about other things, but he had something to say.
Yeah, Kyle had some words of advice.
Hopefully you can keep your brassieres off the floor and, you know, keep from HR calling you.
Don't lump me in with that. I do not have a problem with it.
Unfortunately, it's just me.
Just a little bit in general of, you know, just try to keep the brassieres up because, you know, those girls, you know, it may be a girly time in that DJ booth, but damn if HR isn't just down the freaking hallway.
Oh, yeah, they've had it with us.
They're like, we've ran out of slips with those two.
Yeah. It's like, we just need a pad just for Destiny and Taylor just because of what they do.
Uh-huh, exactly.
I totally... She looked at me and I looked at her and she looked at me.
Because I thought it was I thought I read the wrong thing. But I was going to tell you about how it's finally time to wear fuzzy socks again.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I brought this up Friday when you were out. So we're on the same wavelength.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have that windows open at our house and I've had it open since like, I don't know, Thursday or Friday. And so it's been anywhere from like 58 to 60.
In the house?
Well, at night. Jeez. Even tonight, it's going to be 47. I'm going to be shivering in the bed, okay?
Yeah.
But last night, I get out of the shower and my feet were still cold. And I took a hot shower and they were still cold. So I was like, I have to put on fuzzy socks. And you know what? I normally don't sleep with socks, but I lasted a good chunk of the night with those fuzzy socks on because it was so stinking cold out.
I had that exact same, I don't even want to call it a problem because I kind of like it a little bit, that over the weekend, my feet just got so cold and I was all in my sweats and my sweatshirt and cozy. And I'm like, you know what? I got to get the fuzzy sock bin out.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I cannot sleep with socks. Normally, my go-to if my feet are cold is to wedge them in between Curly's legs, which he loves. I'm sure you can understand. But I fell asleep with socks on. They were kicked off the bed at the end of the night.
Oh, no, 100%.
But it's the thought that matters. I'm kind of here for it. I'm not going to lie.
I wish that fuzzy socks, though, could fit better in shoes. Because I'd be wearing fuzzy socks right now with, like, my boots. Yes, I wore boots today.
Did you wear fuzzy socks with the boots?
No.
Okay, because that would maybe be a little much.
Because it can't fit. But if they could, I would.
Got it.
That
I'll
was
remember
a threat.
That when you're overheating in your office next time.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Ladies, be warned, your man be submitting his resignation. To your relationship.
Oh, don't, neighbor man, shut it off.
I think you're safe because.
Oh, thank God.
Neighbor man is not into football.
No, I lucked out there.
The trend is back. It kind of started happening last year, and it's back again. Girls are sharing letter resignations.
Are you serious?
From their men as the NFL season is about to kick off. September 7th, I believe, which is, you know, a little over a week, I suppose. Oh, yeah. So I can give you an example of one that's gone viral. It states, over the past 5 months, I have proudly fulfilled my duties as a helpful...
Sorry. That was good.
Helpful, loving, and thoughtful boyfriend. However, due to unavoidable... scheduling conflicts.
Oh, Jesus.
This is my two-week notice.
Oh, my God.
I will no longer be available for active boyfriend duties during the following days and times. Now, this included a 10-hour block on Sundays. And 11
hours?
Oh, yeah. 11-hour block on Saturdays and Mondays. And then Thursdays starting at 8:15 beyond. Obviously, because football infiltrates all of our lives. These changes will remain in effect until February 2026. I hope the next 2 weeks will allow for a smooth transition, and I appreciate your understanding and support during this critical time in this sports calendar. So, I hate this.
Did you get a resignation letter?
No. What I would appreciate more is a contract, okay? An agreement of some standards.
We have to have date night on Wednesdays or something.
Yes.
Can I ask you... are you okay?
Am I okay?
Well, I was just thinking as you're talking about all this, I'm like, God.
I'm never good.
Well, I'm like, how do the girly pops deal with it if their man is also into football but also likes to game? Like, do you ever get to see your boyfriend?
Yeah, that's the problem is like.
I thought games were bad for me. I could not add a football season. I would die. I have attention that needs attention. I'm too needy for a guy to be into
football.
Well,
yes.
He likes the Kansas City Chiefs, but not enough to watch them. And I respect that, and I will appreciate that because his attention is real.
Right. Well, yeah, he can only have, like, two interests, and it's you and then
one
other
thing. Well, because I'm a thing.
Whole thing. It's a whole full-time job.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yeah, it's been a weird show. You know, we've talked about weird things, and... might get weirder because I woke up this morning to the bed vibrating.
I don't know that I have any follow-up questions. We can leave it at that if you'd like.
Show's over, actually. Turn the microphones up. No. Get your head out of the gutter, okay? We got a new bed a month or two ago. I was telling you, it's like a Tempur-Pedic. It's like the Mercedes-Benz of beds, okay? Because, like, yeah, there's Tempur-Pedics, but this one, it's got features like you wouldn't believe, all right? One of the features that honestly sold me was that it will make sure to not wake you up during REM sleep. So let me give you the lowdown. I can set it on, there's an app, and I'll set like the time I want to wake up. And it will give you a 30-minute window in that time. So let's say today I wanted to wake up around 7 o'clock. It might wake you up 30 minutes. It's only going to do earlier. It's never going to do later. Okay. So it could wake me up anywhere from 6:30 to 7, even though I set it for 7. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And during that 30 minutes, if you're in REM sleep, it's going to try really hard not to wake you up until the very end.
How does it know?
I don't know. It's watching my body. Because here's the thing. Even if you look at the, I don't know that part. Okay. I'm going to be honest
with you. I'm scared of it already.
But looking at it, like my boyfriend was looking at it, like the, his part of the bed, and it can tell you at what points you were in REM. Maybe you don't move as much. I don't know how it knows, okay? It's AI. All right?
You know what REM stands for? Rapid eye movement. How's the bed see your eyeballs?
Well, maybe there's a man standing over my bed
like
the whole time.
I hate this.
But maybe there was a man underneath the bed the entire time, and he just comes up and he's like, let me look at her eyes. I don't know, all right? It's AI, but it knows something.
Uh-huh.
Well, it woke me up only 10 minutes before my alarm today, because that must have been when it, I do know that I think I moved a little bit and was like, oh, she's awake.
And the way it wakes you is
vibrating.
I hate this.
It will vibrate so that you wake up, which I did. As much as you think you hate it, it was better than my annoying alarm. I swear to God, I have the worst alarm in the morning. It's like, and I'm like, okay, is that a fire or is that my alarm to get up for the work? Like, which one is it? I hate my alarm.
No, I would rather take the alarm because I'm convinced a man is watching you sleep. And it's not the bed vibrating. He's under the bed kicking
he's
it.
He's just shaking
it.
Yes. He's like, oh, her eyes have stopped moving. I now need to go under and shake the bed.
No, I think this is terrifying.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I like stirring up the pot quite a lot. So that inspired tonight's trivia question. 19% of people have considered breaking up with their partner because of this.
Yikes. Be careful how honest you are.
Oh, well, you can. I mean, we only say your first name. It's not like someone's going to put two and two.
Your secret is safe with us. Pop off and be nasty. You can you can text in your guests.
Wait, can that be the motto of our show? Pop off and be nasty.
Those girls in the afternoon where you are invited to pop off and be nasty. You can text in your guests.
And then isn't there a song that's like, oh, nasty girl, nasty. Yeah, we'll play that in the background. It's going to work. Don't you worry. I like that.
Do a whole bit. I love it. Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It might be, that might be our show. I don't know, but I'm working on it.
That's fine. I'm saying.
And then that's our theme song. Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Just go with it, okay?
I like the TikTok song better.
Which one is that?
I've been a nasty girl.
Ooh.
We'll have a remix. Okay, we need to have a planning meeting. Sorry, everybody. We got to go.
Wait, before we go, we got to give them the trivia questions. They still got to pop off and be nasty, too. 19% of people have considered breaking up with their partner because of this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
And remember the motto.
Pop off and be nasty.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We told you to pop off and be nasty.
Get nasty.
Tonight.
Not too nasty now.
Now, wait a minute. Remember, we're the radio of the people.
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a girl.
I'm just a young little girl.
Don't be too nasty now. Tonight's trivia question. 19% of people have considered breaking up with their partner because of this. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 19... Nope, I almost read the question. I'm like, but so far, 19% of people... No, I don't know what I'm... I don't know what's
That's
happening.
That's my job. You stay over there.
Sorry.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
1485 said, not doing the laundry.
Yeah, you leave clothes over there. That probably would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I feel very happy that me and Curly do ours completely separately. Mm-hmm. Because... it would drive me nuts. Like if it was his turn or something and he didn't do his job.
We do it together. I just do it all. But what drives me, I guess, a little bonkers is that like right now, currently, we have this like cool little bench in the bedroom.
Oh, that's not a bench. That is a clean clothes.
No,
rack.
No. He Dirty? Takes his clothes off for the day and just throws it there. I'm like, there's a hamper 2 feet away.
That's right. You can't have a bench in the bedroom unless it's going to hold dirty clothes.
Or a chair. You can't have nothing.
Exactly.
But a bed. Oh, Dallas, always texting in, said, is it something to do with feet? Because, ew.
Like nasty feet?
What kind? What are we talking, Dallas? What are we talking? Like, you don't, what are we, smelly feet? Because don't come over to my house.
Or like yucky toenails. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, there could be some real nasty. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you don't.
Can we talk about my nasty
take care
feet?
Of feet? I don't think I want to know.
Well, my Dallas wants to know.
What is it upsetting me already right now is that I know you're barefoot over there.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I got
you
socks
were.
On.
Oh, okay.
I don't have shoes on, but I got socks on now. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
But my feet sweat a lot, so it does sweat. So there could be smelly. And then I did have an ingrown toenail many years ago. So the toe hasn't fully grown back again. So,
the whole toe?
Well, it's there. The toe is fine. The nail
you
is
said
just,
the toe.
The nail is just a little off. So if I only ever want to do like only feet or whatever, I got to make sure it's the other foot. In case anybody's wondering when I saw my feet.
I wasn't. yuck. My feet are perfect.
Whatever. I've never seen them. I need proof.
Not for free. Never for free.
$9.99.
For a check. Then you can find out. 9430 said that they baby talk.
Dude, don't.
I know that's you. I seriously have to get like a barf bag every time I hear you and Neighborman on the phone. I'm not kidding. It's so sickening.
Dude, I do it all the time. But we also do it to each other quite often.
I only ever get to hear your end of it, which is fine. Because if I had to hear both of you, I seriously would be
ill.
Oh,
he starts every phone call with, hi, Pookie.
Ew.
I knew you'd hate
it's
that.
It's too much.
Uh-huh. No, but I do baby talk. And sometimes, once in a blue moon, he'll be like, okay.
Enough.
Enough baby talk. I don't know why I do that.
I don't either. I don't like it. It's not for me. I don't do it. Okay. Unless I do it to my pets. That's the only time.
Oh, I love
but I would never do it at another person.
If I baby talk to you moving forward, would the show be over?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was over 10 minutes ago. Just at the thought of that.
19% of people have considered breaking up with their partner because of this. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in like 3 minutes.
Don't forget, pop off, be nasty.
Be nasty.
And Dallas, we still want to know more about the feet. That's just what we're saying.
I think you have said enough.
Me? I just...
You. Yeah, you.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9. Tonight's trivia question. 19% of people have considered breaking up with their partner because of this. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Dude, I do not even want to go home tonight and eat dinner because 19% of people have considered breaking up with their partner because of the way they chew.
Hmm. What, you think you're a bad chewer?
No, now I'm insecure. Suddenly I'm insecure. Sometimes, okay, here's my thing. Now that I have braces, I will admit that I think, no one's said anything to me yet, but I don't know if they're just trying to be nice and they don't say anything. But I do fear that now that with braces, I think I like chew now more of my mouth open. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's kind of a normal thing.
Okay.
It just sucks that you're like a full grown adult and not like a little tween because... You know what
they
I mean?
They can tell you then.
Yeah,
you know?
But, right. I don't.
Have you noticed?
No.
Why haven't you said anything? Come on now.
Well, I haven't noticed. That's why we haven't broken up.
But when she notices tomorrow, we're done.
Then it is over. That's a promise.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.